There was an odd sight waiting for passers-by on Prague's Wenceslas Square on Friday. A jail cell complete with prisoners wearing striped fatigues. It was put there by the Czech NGO People in Need to remind people of the imprisonment of 75 Cuban dissidents on March the 16th, 2003. Rob Cameron went along to have a look and has this report.
A little piece of Cuba came to Prague on Friday, but not the piece seen by most tourists. Instead, it was a mock-up prison cell, similar to the one where many of the 75 dissidents arrested in the crackdown are still serving out long prison sentences. Nicola Hojej is from People in Need's Center for Human Rights and Democracy.
This was started after 2003, March 2003, when 75 journalists and opposition politics were jailed in Cuba in a massive crackdown. And since that, we do this in solidarity with them. So we try to sit in a jail so they would not have to spend so much time in their jail themselves.
Throughout Friday, politicians, journalists and other public figures are taking it in turns to don Cuban prison fatigues and climb into the cell. At one point, female veterans of Charter 77, the dissident movement which stood up for human rights in communist Czechoslovakia, will be symbolically imprisoned as a gesture of their support for the wives of Cuban political prisoners, the so-called Damas de Blanco. There will also be theatre performances and a mass in the evening. One of the first to climb into the cell was the former student leader Jan Bubenik, who was arrested in Cuba along with the former MP Ivan Pilip in 2001 after trying to pass materials to Cuban dissidents. Jan Bubenik has first-hand experience of a real Cuban prison cell.
Unfortunately, we've been with Ivan Pilip in 2001 in Cuba to meet with a few dissidents and independent journalists, and unfortunately end up in our apprehension and imprisonment for several weeks. And this is why I'm here, to express my solidarity with the people in prison in Cuba and with their families, which live in very miserable conditions.
People in Need say they'll continue to hold the event on Wenceslas Square until the dissidents are released. They might be waiting some time. There were reports on Friday that Fidel Castro will stand for another term as president next year. At the same time, the eyes of the world's media are focused on a rather different Cuban detention center, the American prison camp for terrorism suspects at Guantanamo Bay.